Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. Hey, Cleaning Nation. I am so excited to be with you today. I'm recording this at 11 a.m. On Thanksgiving, my time here in Pacific. And the reason I am doing this on Thanksgiving when we're kind of all off is because I wanted to thank you as a community for being just so amazing. Also, I wanted to share with you something I think is really important to me, in that giving thanks is really the overlooked secret weapon for business owners or owners of cleaning companies. As entrepreneurs, we are wired to look at the gap between where we're at now and where we feel that we should be. And the problem is that where we feel we should be is a complete arbitrary made up thing that we just do, right? So there's no real, and we move it, right? So where we feel we should be is here. And then once we get to here, we move the goal line to another place, right? So we kind of never get where we want or never get to enjoy it. And as entrepreneurs, we're wired to constantly look at the gap between where we're at and where we feel that we should be, which, believe it or not, is a good thing, but it creates this never-ending unhealthy desire to always be somewhere else, right? I remember for the longest time in business, I thought, man, once I hit $1 million a year in revenue, I'll be rich. full disclosure, once I hit $1 million in revenue, I thought, you know, the welcoming committee would come, I'd get my t-shirt in the mail, I'd be, you know, immediately acknowledged by everybody as a real business owner. Not only did none of that happen, I wouldn't even say I was rich. I still had to kind of work for my money, right? If I didn't work, I wouldn't be able to pay my bills. I had to, you know, sell my first seven-figure company before I really moved into feeling different. And then I told myself, well, once I am rich, so even though the $1 million in revenue didn't get me there, I was like, well, once I'm rich, then everything will be great. And I got to say, it is a lot better, right? I've been poor and I've had a lot of money and I much prefer the lot of money. But oddly, I thought, well, I work so hard. I told myself I work so hard because I need the money, right? And then once I got to the point where I didn't really need the money, I worked just as hard. And even worse, things that I thought like, oh, I'm stressed out over this or that, or, you know, people quitting or whatever. I thought I was stressed out of that because I need the money. And then once you get to the point where you don't need the money, you realize, holy crap, stuff like that still drives me nuts, still bugs me. So the reason is once you hit wherever you want to be, then you immediately want to go to the next place, right? So I've told the story before where, you know, forever I wanted to hit $1 million in revenue. And I can't even tell any of you guys when I hit $1 million in revenue, because I remember it, I was so focused on 2 million. And having coached thousands of owners of cleaning companies, I found that to be the case, right? No matter where you're at, you know, like we'll have people that are in our elite group and they're just starting, or they're, you know, wherever they are in business, they'll look at the next level of the millionaire mastermind and go, wow, if I could just be at 20,000 a month or 50,000 a month or 100,000 a month or a million a year or whatever the case may be, then I'll be happy. But the problem is, once we get there, we immediately move on to the next place, right? There's zero standing and enjoying, right? And what happens is we tend to miss how far we've come, right? So we don't take time to celebrate where we've got. So if we're always looking forward, so first of all, if we're like, we always want to be two steps ahead, right? And the problem is once we get two steps ahead, then we need to be three steps ahead of that and three steps ahead of that. So if we're always looking forward, we never think we're where we're supposed to be. So what we need to do is really giving thanks is just looking back and kind of looking, oh my gosh, where did I come from? You know, because when we miss that, we get discouraged, we get unhappy. And even if we hit our goals, we're not happy. And the goal really isn't to have $1 million business, is to feel good and be happy. So I think that giving thanks is key to feeling good and feeling the way that you want to feel right now. Because sometimes you'll make more money and sometimes you won't. Sometimes you hit your goals, sometimes you won't. And if you tie your happiness and appreciativeness to it, then you're out of control, right? So we really want to make sure that we take consistent time out, not just once a year, right, at Thanksgiving, but consistent time out of our day to give thanks for all the things that we have, right? Every week we do that in the elite group and in all of our groups. We always start with celebrations, right? And I think sometimes people think it's cheesy, and maybe it is, but It's such an important skill to develop and such an important muscle to develop to celebrate stuff, right? And I won't even give anyone coaching, even though they're paying me, until they come with their celebration, right? And they'll say a bunch of stuff like, oh, I don't have anything to celebrate. We're going to talk about exactly how to overcome that. So the good news is, obviously, you're welcome to become a client, or at least talk with us, see if we're a fit. But if you're not a client, that's still a super effective habit that you can start on your own. You can start it right now, is that habit of giving thanks on a periodic basis. Keep a gratitude journal. You can do it daily. You can do it weekly. You certainly should need to. We all need to do it much, much more than once a week, right? So I'll just demonstrate that. I want to thank you, Cleaning Nation, not only for your support. Like, it is so cool. My son, I'm in this beautiful home. My son, my wife are planning another room. I get to hang out with you guys for a little bit now, and that's all we're going to do for the day, right? I'm going to spend the rest of the day with my family. And a lot of that has to do with all the fulfillment, just a lot of the beautiful things in our life come from you guys and gals just being such a great community. So I just want to say thank you. And, you know, give you the opportunity to be like, I'm sure some, and I feel so blessed because I've had other businesses where some clients are great and some clients are not so great. And I feel like we are so blessed to be able to work with only clients that we think are great. So there's a couple things you can give thanks for. One, you can give thanks for, you don't have, this is America, man. You don't have to work for anyone you don't want to work to, right? A lot of times we think we have to work for somebody. That's never the truth. It's always a lie. So we can be thankful for the fact that we can fire clients that suck. And then we can also be thankful for clients that are amazing, right? That's a super fun thing to do to make sure clients feel good. Also, I don't know about you guys, but I have just the best. My wife, Natalie, is amazing. I see lots of relationships, you know, that end in divorce or that don't end in divorce, but they stay just in an unhappy spot. And I feel so thankful for my son and for my wife and what an amazing relationship I have with her. And for those of you guys that have that and don't take time to thank give thanks for it, this is a great time to do that and tell them, right? I'm going to, as soon as we get done with it, I'm going to go tell my wife and my son how much I appreciate them. And for those of you who are like, my relationship sucks, you don't understand, Mike, I would give thanks for the fact that you have the opportunity to change your relationship as of now, right now, right? So if we had to have the circumstances we wanted to give thanks, that would be a problem, but that's not the case. We can find the circumstances that we're in and give thanks no matter what. If you don't have a good relationship with your spouse, be happy that you can change that, right? If you don't have a spouse and you want one, you could be mope about that, or you could be thankful that you don't have a bad relationship. I've been in no relationships. I've been bad in relationships. Much better to be in no relationship. You know, some people out there, I'm so thankful I have such a healthy body. I'm 46 and I'm getting old and a little creaky, but generally pretty healthy. And there's some of you out there that don't have a healthy body, right? You can still give thanks that you are alive and here for a purpose, right? Just to put some perspective on it, I looked up the stats, and in 2015, almost 2 billion people, more than a quarter of the population, were living on less than $3.20 a day. Almost half, 46%, was living less than $6 a day. So I think when we kind of put that into perspective and realize, oh, we're only making, you know, I can't go out to eat the way I want without having to think about it, or I can't pay my bills, or whatever the case may be. When we say that, and we've got more money in our wallet than most people's net worth for a month worth of work, we got to realize there's so much to be thankful for, right? Even with just by being born in the time that we're born, we are richer than just about everyone to walk the earth. Just 100 or 200 years ago, we are richer than kings and queens, right? They couldn't, no matter how much money they had, they couldn't travel. If they wanted to be in from New York to Paris, it wouldn't take a day. It would take 6 months, right? And they might die in the way. If they had an important message that had to happen, you got a guy and a horse and hope for the best, right? If you got many, you know, we're going through this COVID thing right now. It can be easy to feel frustrated about that. Just 100 years ago, people were dying from like polio and just things that, simple antibiotics, right? So we have just basic healthcare that the richest person on the face of the earth just a couple hundred years ago, they got that, they died, right? So the fact that we can decide, I'd like it to be 2 degrees cooler in here, right? Electricity, light, the fact that we can work and be up and active anytime that we want. There's just so many things that we have. So we forget that and go, oh, you know, just the internet, for crying out loud. The fact that you're listening to this on some sort of device makes you wealthier than, you know, 90% of humanity that's ever lived ever, right? And if you believe what I believe, we have a creator God who loves us and he wants us to be happy with him in heaven forever. So even when we do die, if there's things that we don't feel thankful for today in life, we can kind of have an eternal perspective and still give lots of thanks no matter what our circumstances here. Giving thanks is actually a biblical principle. principle in the Bible. Philippians 4 says, rejoice in the Lord always, right? I love the way he starts. And he says, again, I'll say it. He says it twice. Rejoice in the Lord always. I'll say it again. Rejoice. Do not be anxious about anything. But in everything by prayer with thanksgiving, right? So to me, that shows that anxiety and thanksgiving are the opposites, right? You can either be anxious or you can be thankful, but you most certainly can't be both. But in everything with prayer and supplication, and with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to the Lord. And here's the cool part. And a peace that transcends all understanding will guard your hearts and your mind in Christ Jesus. So what that tells me is we can choose to be thankful and not be anxious and still be peaceful, right? The cool thing, God doesn't say if you just are thankful for stuff, your life will magically transform the way you want it, because that's not how this works. But he does say that you can still have a peace, guard your heart and your mind, which is so cool. And then he ends with saying, finally, brothers, whatever's true, whatever's honorable, whatever's just, whatever's pure, whatever's lovely, whatever's commendable, if there's anything excellent, if there's anything worthy of praise, think about these things. So again, with that saying, whether you believe in the Bible or not, the concepts are still true. Where we put our mind and our focus has everything to do with how we feel, right? So if we, if you just take, what's your least favorite emotion? Like, is it shame? Is it embarrassment? Is it fear? Is it, I'm trying to think of like just sadness, loneliness, boredom. You can have that emotion or you can have Thanksgiving, but you can't have both at the same time, right? So the cool thing is if you follow the biblical concept of being anxious and nothing, going to God and with thanks, and focus on true and excellent and praiseworthy and pure things, you can have the peace, right? So even if your circumstance doesn't change, what you focus on has everything to do with how you feel, right? And I don't know about you guys, I'd rather be a poor guy that's happy than a rich guy that's miserable. So we can't always determine right now for the poor guy, the rich guy, the healthy guy, or the not healthy guy, but we can control what we focus on and how we feel about it, right? So all that to say, I know this has been kind of a quick one, but I just wanted to give you that one gift to the best of my ability, that really the secret weapon to owners of cleaning companies, to owners of any companies, is focus and thanksgiving. And when you're focusing on the right things, it's really easy to feel good about yourself and to put yourself in a place where you can be effective, right? And we're focused on the wrong things. It's really hard to lead and grow and do anything awesome. So not only is it good for you, it feels good, it's effective. Being thankful works on just about every level, and the opposite of thankfulness or being ungrateful is a great way to be in a bad space to lead or to grow or do anything. So all that to say, have a happy Thanksgiving, Cleaning Nation. Start today, right? If you're one of our clients, we're going to give thanks every week, at least every week. I probably do it a couple times a week. But you can start that even not being a client. If you are thankful for us and for this show, now's a great time to show us how thankful you are for subscribing, rating, reviewing, referring to a friend, right? Share the value. And if you're like, holy crap, I love this. I want more to be thankful for next year. This is all great, but I actually want to grow my business, have more to be thankful for. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com. Not only is there over 500 podcasts, blogs, videos, there's all the tools that you need to serve and to grow and to have more from being thankful for. And start with the free on-demand training right at the top. The free online masterclass is the best thing I put together. It's amazing. It's completely free. It's like 40, 50 minutes, life-changing. It's all at growmycleaningcompany.com. Thankful for each and every one of you. I'm going to sign off and go tell my family how much I love them and how thankful I am for them. Have a great, great day, Cleaning Nation. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.